The man with dyslexia who failed a screening test to get into the police claims the Human Rights Commission was dismissive and insulting when he asked for advice. Some people working with dyslexics say the commission has a blind spot when it comes to its own dealings with people who are neurodiverse. Ruth Hill reports.
Anthony's dyslexia means he struggles to process written information. When he inquired about police training in 2016, he was assured that he would get extra time for written tests. But when he applied in 2018, he was told that wasn't possible.
And then I got an email back from them saying, it's all done on iPad, so we can't give you extra time because it's a set time limit. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll just have to grin and bear it. So I did.
He failed one of three psychometric tests necessary for entry. Worried that having disclosed his dyslexia to the police, he would never be accepted, he phoned the Human Rights Commission for advice. He says the advisor incorrectly assumed he had failed the intelligence test and told him he was delusional for aspiring to be a police officer.
I would never meet their standards, and the test did what it was supposed to do and keep a person like me out.
Anthony complained to the commission but was told it was his word against the advisor's. Last week he emailed the commission's complaints mediator but has had no response. Adult literacy specialist Mike Stiles, who works with dyslexics, says the Human Rights Commission has a dismissive attitude to neurodiversity. He says his own efforts to speak to them about it have been met with a polite but patronising response, and there's been no follow-up.
It's not the sexy issue like women's rights, like LGBT rights, or like racial issues. It's not flavour of the day, and therefore little attention is paid to it.
Mike Stiles says he suggested to police and other agencies that they broaden their recruitment screening because they're missing out on what dyslexics have to offer.
They're very good at reading people, they're very empathetic, they are creative, they see connections and patterns and relationships, and I would have thought that those sort of things would be pretty amazing if you're a detective, for example.
Esther Whitehead from the Dyslexia Foundation says the Human Rights Commission has advocated strongly for the rights of dyslexic children in the education system, but its own practices show a lack of understanding and awareness.
The irony is that from people that I speak to, their interaction with HRC is possibly contributing to discrimination. It may be unintentional, but given that they're the Human Rights Commission, we would expect them to know and have, you know, some clear understanding and published policy around dyslexia and other forms of neurodiversity.
Esther Whitehead says employers using psychometric tests or other screening tools need to ensure they don't have inbuilt bias.
The common sense question is what skills are essential for the job role, and is psychometric testing essential as, you know, a hoop for entry into that? So the validation process for the test would ensure that it's objective and that it's measuring the skill that's actually desired for the job role.
Deputy Chief Executive for the Police, Kay Ryan, says they strive to employ a diverse workforce, but anyone applying to join is required to complete verbal, numerical and abstract reasoning assessments. She says there are police officers with varying degrees of dyslexia, and staff are encouraged to let management know so they can work with them. The Police College can provide learning support to recruits who might need it. Anthony, who's now 30, plans to reapply to Police College next year, despite the knockback.
It didn't go my way. I don't want to pack a sad about that. If I don't get the extra time, then I don't get the extra time. This is something that I want to do. This is something that I'm passionate about. Like, okay, sure, in a perfect world, I could run around the wall, but if I have to climb over the wall, I'll climb over the wall.
The Human Rights Commission won't talk about any particular complaint, but in a statement it said the Commission has what it calls a variety of channels for people to make inquiries and complaints, including by phone, email, text, New Zealand Sign Language and several languages. The Disability Rights Commissioner, Paula Tessiero, liaises with a large number of people with an interest in neurodiversity issues, and she regularly highlights the challenges for education, the justice system, housing and employment. For Morning Report, Ruth Hill.